8:30, it's time to call the August meeting of the Canton County Commission to order. If you would stand, please. You would pray.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you today, Lord, for every blessing that you give us. Lord, we just thank you that we have the fresh, clean air to breathe and food on our tables and a good warm place to sleep and lay our heads. Lord, we thank you for everything you give us. And we ask you, Lord, that as we come to the end of one commission term and get ready to start another one, that you'd be with each one of them, Lord, as they go their own ways, and be with the ones of us that stay. And Lord, we pray that you would just be with us and help us, Lord, to carry on the business of this county, and that everything we do, we try to do for the right and the good for the people of our county. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Line, if you would call the roll, please.
Here.
Present.
Here.
Jim Bush.
Here.
Ray Mitchell.
Here.
Rick Brandon.
Here.
Randy Gannon.
Here.
Crystal Alexander.
Here.
Barney Mahaffey.
Here.
Branch number 5, approved change agenda. I've been asked if we can place resolution 2022-22 as a resolution for the tax relief to old business.
Also, Mr. Chairman, need to put on the agenda for regional solid waste resolution and new 25% reduction of solid waste on the agenda.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to add all to the agenda under, what is it, old business?
Tax relief be under old business and resolution. Jim's brain, it's not old business, is it?
No, sir.
It's not. Change my motion in to add the tax resolution to the old business and add Commissioner Bush's request to the agenda. Number 16
should be 16A. Am I right that 15 and 16 have both been taken off?
15's off?
Yeah, that's 15. You're right.
Replace 15 with that.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
No.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion we approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Davenport. Jim made the motion. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Brings to the consent agenda, approve meeting minutes July 7th, 2022, July 19th, 2022, and approve the notaries, which are Wanda F. Reed and Aileen Smith. Now, there has been, I think y'all got the correction to the minutes. Everybody?
I'll make a motion to approve the amended, the minutes as amended.
And notaries.
And notaries as well.
I'll second that motion.
I've got a second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Place number seven, public comment period concerning agenda items. If we could, we'll start it over here. Anybody? Over here. Over here. All right.
You want to go with the notaries?
Huh?
Notaries?
We did.
They were added in.
Yeah, they was in the motion. All right, that ends public comment period. Brings us to old business, will be resolution 2022-22. And it is provide additional property tax relief for seniors as provided by Tennessee Code Annotated Title 67, Chapter 5. We passed this the last meeting, but we needed a resolution.
I'll make a motion to pass that resolution.
We got a motion.
We
got a motion to pass resolution 2022-22, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Brings number nine, approved resolution 2022-21 water project using TDEC ARPA grant. And
I'll make a motion to pass resolution 22-21A.
I second.
I got a motion and a second. I got a motion and a second. Any debate? And I'm going to turn it over to our finance director, if I could, Diane.
Of course, I would recommend that we go with these so that we can get the money out of whatever project they choose tonight, that they can handle the administration of the grant.
I can't hear you at all. I'm sorry.
I recommend that we do B so that whichever project that you select tonight, they handle the whole
of
the process, the application process, the administration of the grant. That's my recommendation.
Well, the thing about it is we've already got a signed contract with other parties.
TUA is fine with them not handling.
But like I said, we still got a signed contract.
So you're talking about the contract with TUA?
Yes.
Yes. We do have a contract, but we've already spoken
to Brian Hazel. And as far as the county is concerned, the county is still going to be responsible if something happens to a project. Mr. Fagan.
How this is working is, well, there's two resolutions on the table, A and B. A continues with Tennessee Association of Utility Districts managing the grant, managing oversight of the grant. I put together a contract with them that gave the commission oversight over making decisions and make the county executive the liaison with that contracting firm to manage the grant. Resolution B just puts all oversight, Woodbury would basically just be overseeing themselves in the administration of the grant. The grant still comes through the county, and we just transfer that money to Shane and his organization. But our name will still be on it until that grant is finished. And everything's signed off on by the state. Of course, you know how grants go. We've got to do it right. We've got to pay money back and things like that. So we're researching right now into being able to indemnify the county against all liability. I don't know that that's possible because much like the Parker Hill CDBG grant, we remain on the grant. And also researching related to that Parker Hill grant as to whether there are other grants that would be held up if that grant is not finished, or, you know, like the Parker Hill grant, where you're kind of shut out of CDBG grants going forward, because that Parker Hill project wasn't finished. That was kind of the same thing. We took a community development block grant or CDBG grant, and then transferred that to Town Woodbury for the construction of Parker Hill water tower. I don't know how that, this is a state grant to the state comptroller's office. And the thinking of the state comptroller's office in this whole thing was, there are a lot of counties that, much like Cannon County, or like Cannon County, don't have any real oversight of the utility districts in their county, because they don't have a county utility district. And there's some of, there's several counties that don't have voting members of those utility districts. And these grants, the comptroller thought to have it go to the county to provide some oversight over that. That's the reason of the thing, the commission, as far as the Tennessee Association of Utility Districts, have seen that. There's a possibility that any liability, which would be the concern of the county attorney towards the county, could be indemnified through some sort of contract or something of that nature, and that would be able to just hand it over to Woodbury to manage. But I don't, at this time, I haven't had enough time to really research that and figure out if that's even possible. But that could be something that is possible to go on. Is that clear? About as clear as mud.
Well, my opinion, you know, on this is, you know, since the county started this, I'd rather the county continue on as we're going and control our own destiny rather than take a chance on something else. I'd rather it end, start and end with us.
But the city still has something to do with it, though, don't they, anyway?
It would be the Town of Woodbury Utility District, you know, that we're giving money. It's $2.9 million.
And this is a reimbursable grant, so it's not like TDEC is writing a check to Woodbury. Woodbury has to lay out the money and then ask for permission, you know, and step by step, stage by stage, through the installation of the water lines.
But the county taxpayers are still liable if something went wrong.
No.
We're going to, y'all asked me to have the Woodbury Utility District director here, Shane Gannon. So if you've got any questions for Shane, if you've got anything to say.
Yeah, if y'all like, and Diane, you correct me every time I'm wrong, just become a. According to TDEC, a contract can be drawn up between the county and city, taking all responsibility away from the county.
I spoke to Tara Pedraza that was here last time, and that was what she told me. If we draw up a contract between the county and the utility, that shifts the responsibility.
The only, any way y'all want to do it is fine. This money needs to be spent for the people of Cannon County. This money's going to help the people of Cannon County. The only question I have, if you have, the money comes to y'all have administrator this money, goes through Dan, that's taking money away from the project that could come. We're going to have an administrator also. We're going to have to pay. You're taking money away from the project. Now, like I say, either way y'all want to do it, it's fine. I just want to see all the money we can get go into the actual work. There's going to be administrative fees and engineering fees, no way around it. But we need to try to get all of it we can into the actual work. Talking about the water tank, I know there's some talk about the water tank. I want to clear that up. Y'all are on the hook for a $500,000 grant and can't apply for another until this one's wrapped up. We're in the same shape. On top of that, we've took out $800,000 loan on this tank, plus put in $600,000 out-of-pocket money on this project. I know y'all need that grant. We need the next grant, too. This should have been done in June or July. We've got an extension to the end of this year. K county and city, Brent signed it, Mayor Woodbridge signed it. If we'd have finished in July, neither one of us would have been able to apply for a grant any quicker than if we get done by the end of the year. And nobody is wanting this done no quicker than we are. We're back working at the pump station. I've talked to everybody. We're back moving. The pumps are supposed to be on the way. That's what we're waiting. The tank is done. The plumbing to the tank is done. We've been waiting on pumps to be able to pump into the tank. And that's just the whole story on that. Every step we took, any project we had, I'm waiting on water meters. I've had to stop setting taps twice this year because you can't get water meters. I've talked to City of Mercersburg, they're in the same shape. It's killing us every turn. I can promise you, I'm not standing out there slowing nothing down. We're wanting this work done. Because it's, every bit of this has got to happen for us to further and to grow. These plans we've laid out. Ms. Floyd, I know you got concerns on Mercersburg Road. That's a well-documented problem. I know, I think I heard you say there was 40% water leak, water loss down there. That's not right. 2 years ago, I think it was 40% over system wide, and we've got it down to 28. That's still a problem. But if we can get this line run on Short Mountain Road, I can start buying water from Warren County. That's going to help us start extending lines where it benefits us. Also, we do this job on Pettigip. That's going to feed Brayville area. Come around Mercersburg Road, I'll be feeding that whole area two ways instead of one. If I have a bad leak on Mercersburg Road, Reville, Brayville, wherever I was born, that'll take care of that. And that'll help your whole district. Short Mountain Highway Road is going to have three different districts. And like I say, it's going to give me time to add on this. This water plant is going to have to be added on to and expand. This is going to get us in time to put the infrastructure in the ground, be able to do that so we can go back to growing. And it's coming. We're needing more water. And that's not all we're going to have to do, but this is the start of it. And I just hope, and like I say, I just like to see every bit of the money we can put into this. Administratively, hey, these guys over here have done a great job. No doubt in my mind. But I want all the money going in the ground, I get the grant. If y'all have anything else, I'd be glad to answer that.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gannon, I appreciate you coming tonight. I really do, because I do have some questions and comments. Of course, I've only been on the commission for 4 years, but that grant occurred prior to me coming on to the commission.
Yes, sir.
It was a 3-year grant, correct?
Yes, and the first time it was turned down, if you remember, I don't know if you were here, it was turned down the first time. We reapplied to make this work. That water tank wound up costing, there was two $500,000 grants. Y'all gave us y'all's accessibility to yours. We filed ours, got approved for both of them. We took out an $800,000 SRF loan, and then we put $600,000 in our pocket. The first obstacle was lining up the SRF and the CDBG grants together to get them everything working together. And that took time out of the gate. But that's the only way we could have done it. And by facts, with that SRF grant, that SRF loan, there's an amount of principal forgiveness to that. We couldn't have built this tank out of pocket as cheap as we are using this loan. So we had to really wait for the benefit to the people paying the water bills.
Well, and again, I probably am wrong, but to my knowledge, there was nothing that came before this commission of approving the new grant or the reapplying of the grant, any of that kind of stuff. All that transpired prior to my tenure beginning on September
1. I don't remember when it did. I remember the first year, Commissioner Reed, you was here, you know the first one was turned down, and we reapplied the next year. And I don't remember which years they were.
I don't either.
I was thinking, I know Executive Bush came and signed the paper when it was approved. Executive Bush signed the papers. I do remember that. It came up to City Hall.
It got turned down 2017, reapplied 2018.
Yes.
Okay, but we didn't take office till.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay.
But I think they had reapplied, that's why Brent wound up signing.
He had taken office when the paperwork came to you.
Correct.
The thing on that, and I remember, because this just occurred this year, and I pushed back on Diane when it happened, that a budget amendment came through for the, I think it was like $495,000. It was almost a half million that the amount of the grant. And that's all it was. There was no backing paper to it. There was nothing to support while we were sending that money over. And it was my understanding you had to incur the bills in order to get reimbursed. And we were in charge of the administration of that.
We get the work. Like Amanda Maynard's the one that does the paperwork. She sends us the work order and requests the payment.
Okay, but again, there was nothing.
We paid you back. Is that not right?
We had to pay y'all.
So the grant part, too. But the grant money actually came to y'all.
Understand, but we actually approved sending money on with no documentation that it was justified.
Well, they couldn't have built it with justified.
We had documentation.
Yes.
No, there was nothing attached to that budget amendment.
Maybe not for y'all, but yeah, we had to get, like I've said.
Okay, well, I raised it that night. So it would seem more appropriate is to back off on that budget amendment and say, okay, let me get that paperwork and give it to y'all. And we went ahead and did it, but that's almost being inept of doing that amount of money and had no backing for it. The thing on this, from my perspective, is simply this. We was in charge of administration of that. Mm-hmm. And to my knowledge, our administration has almost been nil to nothing.
No, I disagree.
Y'all ran the show on
that. I respect and disagree. The part of money that was supposed to go to county went to county. They have files.
But the administration.
They have files. We have files on the part that we're responsible for.
The administration was still in our court because that's what the grant said.
Yes.
To do the paperwork that would justify these monies being spent. Okay?
Okay, but it
okay.
Could have been.
Well, with that being said, again, I'm not aware that any of that paperwork was done on our side of the fence, other than us sending the money.
If it wasn't done, you wouldn't have got the money.
Well, I can say that, sir. I just said I'm not aware of any of that being done on our side of the fence that we were responsible for, or the money wouldn't have been spent or sent over. All right, with that being said, it just seems very simple. The length of time this has been going on, how many updates have y'all come over and provided to the commission?
How many have you asked for?
To my knowledge, none.
We haven't brought any.
Okay, then. So you have to be asked before you come.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm in that office every day. Now, you can call me anytime. I spoke with Abby. I spoke with Diane. We spoke through all this. Any of y'all need to know anything, you can come see us and we'll get you whatever you want.
Well, you cut me off before I could finish. We'll accept that responsibility.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But for that kind of money being involved in over 4 years, there's not been an update on it. Just shame on us. Okay? Shame on us. With that being said, it just makes common sense that you want check and balances on both sides of the equation. That's just being financially responsible.
I agree.
So for us to maintain that is just, as President Reagan said, is trust and verify. But that allows that opportunity to do it. But once it's turned over, it's gone. I mean, our hands are tied. And even with a new commission coming on, it would seem to me we would be more conscious of that.
Yes, sir.
And let them decide that they want to turn it loose and do away with the reporting or whatever.
And you're absolutely right. But I think you can ask Diane and Neil either one, unless there was justified charges that could be documented charges, the money wouldn't come to the account. Is that right?
We have documentation in the office that I have.
Again, it's just a check and balance. That's just a good business accounting practice.
You did say the county executive signed off on it, correct?
On the grant?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gannon. I appreciate it.
Anyone else got a question for?
Sir, I want to get back to you as far as the comments that you were making about myself and the 40% water loss and the leakage. That information was given to us by the gentleman that we hired to go ahead and do the studies for mm-hmm. us. He had said that it was a 40% leakage.
More or less.
He's here.
It was 40% when I went to Shane's office a couple months ago. I thought I had updated you all, and I thought it was updated in the most recent memo that it had been reduced to
20%.
Yeah. That wasn't just on what I said was that wasn't just on your that was system wide. That wasn't just on that one line.
So what was what's interesting, though, is that within a six-week period, you guys were able to get it improved.
No, it wasn't 6 weeks.
It seems like between that time period and then the next update, it was 6 weeks, got it down to 27%.
At the time of 40% water loss had been through conversations.
That was the last report we'd had, and right after you met, we talked again, and we'd had our latest report, and we were around 28%. But we've done a leak survey over the past year. We've had a company come in and go over every foot of this water line, and we found several leaks. During that 40% deal was when we had that blowout that crosses Riverview subdivision. This line crosses the river there, and it blew out, and it was 2 days before we found it. Because it's hard to find a water leak in the river. But now that was a big loss. That was part of that 40%. We look for leaks every day. You're always going to have water loss. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. Your job is every day try to keep it as low as possible. But that's what the 40% was, I think, the year before last. The last report we've got would be the past year, we were around 28%.
Yeah, the scorecard says 23%.
23?
Yes, sir.
Better than I thought.
Yes, sir. But it says your leakage at that 23% is 88.85 millions of gallons a year. And it says your inflow and infiltration, which I'm assuming is the water you sell to customers, correct?
Say it again. Inflow.
Inflow and.
No, sir. Inflow and inflow and infiltration is sewer lines. That is line, your sewer line. Inflow is water that you may have a hole that goes down into a sewer line. That's water that comes in during a rain event. Infiltration is water that comes in around that pipe.
I got you.
Right. That's a whole separate. That's a sewer side.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else?
I just got something for John. So, am I understanding correctly when I read this that A allows the next county commission to have some say-so in this project?
Yes. The contract that TAUD had originally sent over to us did not include that oversight. I spent some time editing that because members of the commission had wanted to put that oversight in there after what had happened on the Parker Hill affair. So I went ahead and amended that contract. The commission passed that contract as amended and signed that contract. It gives the commission oversight of things like the union of or reapplication of things, and you know, new applications for additional grants and things like that, unification of grants, that would have come before the commission if the contract that I had amended had been in place.
Well, that was my thinking behind this. I mean, I'm all for the projects, whatever we want to do with them, but I would like to see the next commission coming in have some say so and kind of where these things are going, and so therefore that's why I made my motion.
You got a motion on the floor? Yeah, any more debate? All right. Call the roll.
So we're voting on B?
A.
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 Janae
Floyd.
Yes, I think it's very important that the next commission has a say in and an opportunity to say what's going on with the water. It's very important to the citizens, I know, of District 1 to have input in what's going on.
Russell Reed.
No.
Corey Davenport.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
I'm going to say I'd like to see every penny go into the ground, too. $18,000 to give somebody else could be doing something else with.
Be like 86.
Be 86. That's what we have. That's for the administration. I'm going to say no.
86,000?
Yeah.
The UA
is 6% of private cost.
I mean, groups.
So what would it be if we go the other route then? Because he said there would be administration.
Then the city would administer.
But they're going to have to pay for it.
They have to pay their grant administrator, but they're going to have to pay her.
They're
going to have to pay them. She's going to do two grants for the price of one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
She's going to do their, she's going to do.
And she's responsible for the matching part of it.
All right, we're in a
process of voting.
Yeah.
I'd like to change my vote to no.
Got a vote change to no, Commissioner Ashford.
Randy Ann.
No.
Crystal Alexander.
No.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
Yes.
Four, four, six against.
Motion fails.
Now, do we want to vote on B?
Huh?
We also have to vote on.
We also got to vote on the project.
But we need a resolution for funding.
Yeah, we're going to.
So we're going to do.
She's just saying that we got to vote on the project. But I'll entertain another motion, somebody's got one.
I make a motion to approve resolution 2022-21B.
I'll second. I'll second.
Any discussion?
So we're going to take it out of the commission tank. With no say-so.
Well, when y'all vote on the project, you're done after that.
Yeah, we're done. So is taxpayer.
With this one project, not for all the projects, but just this one.
That's worth three quarters to. That's what I was fixing to say, you're going to have about $200,000-$300,000 left out of that $2.9 million. So it's pretty much the whole project.
May I clarify something that I did not understand? If TAUD manages the project, they're paid $18,000 for themselves.
No, they get 3% of whatever the project costs.
3% of the $3 million project.
Okay.
For good penny.
And there's an additional administration of Woodbury side. Woodbury side of it is going to be administered no matter what by a third-party administrator. And how much is that third-party administrator paying?
We haven't got to the point of yet. I'm going to say that we won't be able to 3%. But my question is, why would you pay 3% to two different parties to administrate the same grant? And we will have to have.
It was not my understanding that two administrators would have to be done if TAUD was involved. But you're saying that.
If the only way two different ones would be involved would be if we both used TAUD and they're going to be paid twice.
But that's your grant, not ours.
Isn't that right?
We
would pay them also along with the counties, isn't that right? Because they would have to administrate our part.
As far as administration goes, I would think that it would generally be best to streamline it as most as possible and give it to one side, because a lot of that administration has to do with what's actually going in the ground and approving and everybody and being in agreement of what's in the ground, because at that point the grant has been allocated for a waterline project and it's going from point A to point B, and it's just an agreement on a most of the time monthly basis that this is what got installed and it's according to how the grant was written and how it was applied for, and the boxes are checked and the checks are cut to the contractors.
But I think the question was, do you think they're going to pay 3%? We're going to pay 3% as well? That's 6% for the same grant?
I do not know how that would be handled.
That just doesn't sound right.
No.
And I don't know the answer, but that don't sound right. Because if we're maintaining the grant on our side, then 3% definitely would be paid. But how would the other party on the other side would be able to charge on funds that they're not managing?
The only way that could happen is it would be the 3% on the grant that they got from TV.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not the tank of the grant.
Double dipping on the same dollars.
You're not double dipping on the same one. What you're doing is you're paying 3% over here. They're paying 3%, if that's the case, on whatever they got.
Yeah. I think
so. You're going to pay the same amount whether it's A or B.
I agree.
But he just said their administrator, though, is willing to do both for the price of one.
No, he says we got nothing in writing.
I'm sorry, is there an administrator or is there not an administrator? You said you had
they don't have one.
You don't have an administrator.
So we have no idea what they're going to do.
Exactly.
They're twisting their stories.
Right. I mean, it ain't, nothing don't jive, fellas.
Everything I've heard is
twisting it to get what they
webinars
want.
Webinars and everything is both sides of the collaborative agreement. And Diane, correct me if I'm wrong, but both sides have to have an administrator.
Both grants have to have administrators.
Both sides.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's okay, but you're not hitting your dollars on both sides to collect. Your administrator would charge the amount of your grant, and our side, our administrators would charge for the amount of our grant.
And then you would still have control over some of the decisions made. That was kind of where I was at with it. It ain't personal.
I don't know the answer, but that plays.
Can I ask a question? What decisions are y'all holding control of? That once you allow us to have this money to do these projects, what decisions are y'all holding control of?
Well, I have no earthly idea because we're hiring somebody to take care of it for us. I mean, I'm not no expert in that field. I have no idea of that. It's just your checks and balances.
What happens if you're going through Short Mountain and for whatever reason you can't go through a certain area and you have to change the plan to go in a different route? I mean,
it's a water line replacement.
Yeah, we can go back where we are.
Okay.
And TDEC is involved in this every step of the way. They have to approve every reimbursement. They're writing the check, you know, to cover us. We would be laying out of the town of Woodbury. We'd be laying out of
this has got too many flags, folks.
You got that right.
How does it benefit the county by surrendering their...
I'm not forward.
Our authority, you know? It doesn't. It just benefits the two of you who are having to write the bills, I think. It doesn't benefit the citizens.
The citizens are served by the town of Woodbury Water Utility. That's
yes, but the citizens
about.
Do not benefit because... Here's the deal. That...
Let me put it this way.
Y'all are going to decide on the project.
Go ahead, Corey.
Y'all are deciding on the project.
There's 10 commissioners representing 5 districts, 2 from each district. Those 10 commissioners coming in have the ability to say what their citizens and their people that represent them want them to do. When you give this away, those 10 commissioners lose that ability.
So you no longer
have taxpayer
right.
ability.
Yep.
The
other aspect of things is this.
On what project you're funding.
Project, yes.
The new commission is not going to come back and change that.
The other aspect of things is that all people here throughout these 10 commissioners have a voice, like you just said. However, when it gets handed over to Woodbury, it's Woodbury and their aldermen. Guess what? The rest of the citizens do not have any kind of representation through the aldermen that are on that board and who are representing your Woodbury Water District.
No, ma'am.
We have taxation without representation. And guess what? We really resent that out in the county because we're charged 3 times more than the city residents are for our water.
I
really have an attitude, I do, with concerning the whole water situation here.
Just a minute. I want him to have a chance to answer that deal.
There is a higher rate in the county than there is the city.
Yes.
It costs more to get water out in the county than it does in the city.
Yeah, I heard that.
It costs more every time I send somebody out to fix the line in the county than it does on Main Street. Everything that's done out in the county, it costs more time, more equipment moving, everything than it does, and that's why that is. That's not something we dreamed up. That comes from TAUD. And TD, when they give you guidelines on how to do it for water. And you're talking about giving up control. When y'all vote.
It's taxation without representation. We do not have anybody on your board. That's a utility district. There's nobody from the county sitting there yet. Your aldermen are making those decisions. So There you go. So I say that it's a really bad idea for us commissioners to be giving up that kind of say and input for the people that we represent.
When you vote on these projects, these projects are going to be done. But you controlled it. That is what you said to do with this money. What other control would you be giving up? Is what I don't
understand. Our authority to say who is following and doing the checks and balances and overseeing and giving oversight to this project. We give that up completely.
I'm sure they would.
No, they don't. Yeah.
All right, that's good. We got a motion. And a second. Call roll.
Jane Floyd.
Would you like to repeat what we're voting on?
What we're voting on?
Me.
No.
Russell Reed.
No.
Cory Epcor.
No.
Karen Ashford.
I'm not sure I know enough to vote on either one of them.
Yeah, there's two ways to look at it. Give control away from us and the new commission, or not. That's the way it is.
No, there's another way to look at it. Go ahead.
I'm going to vote yes on B.
Jim Bush.
No.
Greg Mitchell.
I'm going to vote yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
As far as control, since we don't own a water purification plant or have anything to do with water, but I understand what y'all are saying there, but what control?
So you don't know.
Money.
You have no idea what it might be.
And I think that's being controlled by the people with the grant. So, yes.
Crystal
Alexander.
Yes.
Bonnie Mahaffey.
No.
5-4, 5 against.
Fails.
Motion fails.
Does it make sense that the new commission step in?
Now, as to two things, there is a third option, and that is to a contract to release the county from the liability.
But that's highly questionable, isn't it?
Well, he'd have to find out.
For the first time tonight, I've learned from Ms. Hickman that she talked to TDEC and that's possible. Mr. Gannon, that's possible. So I have not done that. I have not talked to TDEC. I don't know anything about that. But it seems more possible than I don't know. But it seems like TDEC says it might be possible.
I would make a motion that it be tabled
to
next.
Well, the motion failed, so we can't vote on the project. And we can't fool around and lose this now.
Well, the recommendation by y'all was the Short Mountain.
That's correct. I would utilize the funds for Short Mountain and any.
The secondary was Bradle.
If Woodbury would be able to take on the Petty Gap Road with the remaining funds of Short Mountain, then take on Petty Gap to utilize those remaining funds.
I'll make a motion to do exactly what he just said.
But Petty Gap doesn't qualify as a critical need.
Yes, it does.
Well, their report says it doesn't.
It did. Critical need, it's not a critical need. It is an additional priority area. It is technically the Petty Gap Road project. However, by doing the asset management, which we're going to have to do anyway, and the Short Mountain project, which was a critical need, which meets the critical need matrix, and then those remaining additional funds can be brought up.
Yeah, I got a motion to do their recommendation. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I got a second. Now it's a bank.
I've got a question.
All right, go ahead.
Short Mountain area. What district, utility district, serves that portion of the county?
The Short Mountain, where the physical line is being, Woodbury has an existing line there right now. This new line would allow a connection with Warren County water and the ability to purchase water from Warren County.
Now, this could be considered a Warren County project or a Cannon County project?
This would be considered a Woodbury project.
Okay.
And then Woodbury and Warren County would be responsible for entering into an agreement for the purchase of water.
Would it create new lines from Warren County?
I'm sorry?
Would it create new lines from Warren County? Like capability for, we're just purchasing the water on existing lines.
Warren County has some lines in the eastern portion of the county, as well as a water storage tank and booster station.
So I guess my question would be, do you know of any plans for them to like expand on those existing lines so they could sell once we get into that agreement?
Warren County's, because Woodbury's water line, in the memo that was issued last time, you can go in and look at the map of kind of the areas where everybody is. Because Woodbury's water kind of runs up that road, Short Mountain Road, that really blocks Warren County's ability to really do mass expansion. They may expand, short lines off of what they already have or kind of in the area that isn't already blocked by Woodbury. But the vast amount of expansion in the county, Woodbury has what I would like to refer to as the most bones in the ground already. So they serve to provide the most expansion for the county.
Gotcha. Anybody?
Shane, on Pettigap, you're wanting to loop that system, aren't you? Isn't that what that's called? Wherever
yes.
You hook everything?
We've got a line that runs up, that runs to the new tank. It's an 8-inch line, runs by Pettigap. We've got a 6-inch line that comes up Pettigap and runs up by some ridges over there. What I want to do is take y'all back from the 6-inch down to the bottom of Pettigap here, by George Scott Road. That's where we've got that booster pump. Tying to that, that would give us 2 feeds to Bradley, Reedman, and all the country.
You're not looking to loop anything, you're looking to feed more water.
That'll give me more water in the country. We have a good one we're having leaks until we get to go down Russell Road and close that line. We keep water to them when we do have leaks. So while we're replacing that line.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, in the Water Management Services report dated July the 6th, it starts off by saying it was further explained that only some of the projects would fit the critical needs criteria issued by the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation TDEC for use of infrastructure grant program. Under the discussion on Pettigap,
where'd that come from?
It goes through what's already just been talked about tonight. But in summary, it says, we believe the Pettigap Road Project does not meet the critical needs criteria set forth by TDEC.
Your motion is to accept the recommendation.
But we are covering up the critical needs that we will be allowed to do that under this money.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
We are covering other critical needs, and they will allow us to do this because of what other work we're doing. That little stretch right there will benefit untold numbers of people. Getting 2 feet of water to Bradle and Reefer is imperative. It's got to happen. That will be our next project, whether it's done right now or in 3 years we get money from somewhere else. That has got to be the next project. Get more water to that part of the country.
Yes, I'm not against any of this stuff because we need water in the worst way.
I agree.
I wish they had it everywhere in the county.
But when our consultant makes those statements and put them in writing, and you're saying that ain't right.
I'm saying what?
You're saying that's not correct.
I'm saying I misspoke. It is not a critical need, but I think if you ask them, us doing the other critical need projects that we're doing allows us to also do that.
I don't understand that statement at all.
That's true. So I guarantee he explains better than I can. I'm sorry.
So the critical needs are what you're looking at right there. The critical needs are identified in the first 5 bullet points. Short Mountain addresses one of those critical needs areas because it's replacing an older line and smaller lines, and it also actually addresses something that TDEC has been chasing after at most recent but several years, in that establishing connections with other utilities and neighboring utilities, such in the event of emergencies or disasters. Utilities are able to work together and pull water from one another so that way service is continued. So that's what the Short Mountain Project does. Additionally, in talks with Shane, they're under the self-imposed moratorium, which is not allowing expansion to occur within the system. They're restricted by the amount of gallons that they have to give out to the citizens of Cannon County. And this Short Mountain Project gives them the best chance of being able to implement more gallons from a neighboring utility into their water system to be able to then disperse it to residents within the county. So that meets the critical needs. One of the other critical needs that every utility is having to address is asset management. Asset management is a map of water lines and valves and pumps so they can set up maintenance schedules so utilities do not get in a bind 20 years down the road, 40 years down the road, and all of a sudden they've got millions of dollars of work to do and they didn't see it coming. So it's to create an accounting or an accountability to the utilities to track exactly how old their system is and what truly needs addressing. So that is the two critical needs criteria. And then after those two critical needs are met with these $2.9 million funds, then you can use the money for additional priority areas. Additional priority areas is the second set of five bullet points in that memo. And that allows for extension to unserved or underserved populations, boosting water quality, and that is what the Petty Gap project does. It adds customers, which is what the county presented to me as its number one goal to begin with, and it provides a little bit more consistent pressures for the western edge of the county. So.
I made the motion because you're our consultant. We paid you money to come in and do the study. You did the study. You said this is what we need. So I'm not going to go against
you. And there's still more I'm still working on. You know, we've done this as a side to help facilitate your all's voting on this, but we are still working on a report that's more than 30,000-foot view to give, you know, this county commission, the future county commission, the future county executive kind of a bird's-eye view of how Cannon County is served and how these various utilities can potentially help you all facilitate growth 10, 20, 30 years down the road.
Thanks, sir.
So if we vote on the Short Mountain water line, mm-hmm. How much money goes?
Do what?
How much money goes? That's what we're voting on, right?
We're voting on the project.
Okay.
The majority of how much money is being spent on that? Short amount project.
On the first one. But if you throw in Petty Gap, then that's over our dollar amount, so it's all
Yes, gone. But you get the percentage back because we're partnering with Woodbury. And we get the 15% off, so we actually have money left over.
Well, I understand. But is that enough to make up the difference to make that work?
Woodbury
correct.
Would have to make that decision that they're going to lay out the cash difference to make the second project happen.
And there's where you would have control by the first resolution we just voted on a while ago.
Right. It did not pass.
I know, but if it did, that's what you would.
Yes.
So you're saying pass the first resolution and say Woodbury has to agree to put up the entire amount of money for the second project to get the money for the first one?
No, I'm saying if you pass the first resolution, then the county commission has the ability to say, if you choose not to back that up, then if they give you the full authority to do it and you've got control over that money and you say, we're not going to do that, we're going to go do it somewhere else, they ain't got no say-so.
We could put that to contract. If you did B, we could put that to contract automatically if we didn't use all that money that came back. And we'd be glad to do that. I want to think. I don't know that I can't speak to the city council that they will do that or not. I think they would be open to it.
Yes. The project.
If we don't spend all of the 2.9 on basically one project, that little bit of difference floats forward, but only during this grant application. We lose that money if you don't decide to move forward with that as a backup.
All right, no money's been awarded, so let's vote on the project. We're voting on the project right now. Motion's been made to take recommendation that was given to us, and the motion's been made and duly seconded. Exactly right.
Correct.
Yeah. Lane, please.
Before we go any further, I want to hear that motion in its entirety, please.
I make a motion that we utilize the federal grant to do the Short Mountain project that our consultant has recommended, and any additional remaining money that is left over to be used on the secondary project, which is Petty Gap Road, based on their recommendation.
Okay. So we're going to combine the vote on the project and the grant into one vote?
No. We're just voting on the
project. We're just voting on the project, not the money.
To approve the project. We have not voted. The money failed.
Yeah.
We're voting on the project.
I was just basing my comment on what Corey said, the Short Mountain project and grant.
I'm sorry, I should say just the Short Mountain project that the consultants have recommended, as well as the Petty Gap Road, and any additional money left over would be used toward that. But strike the grant in the motion, the work grant.
Anyone else? Call roll.
Janine Floyd.
Yes.
Russell Reed.
Yes.
Corey Davenport.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
Yes.
All four motion
carried. All right. When's the deadline for this?
Applications have been by November.
I mean, I'll remake the same motion I made a while ago to approve A. If
no, already approved A. No.
Second that. No,
it failed, and so
it failed. Both of them failed.
Both of them failed.
I mean, we'll do what town we prefer to do whatever we need to get this money out to help these people. But if you put this off the next commission, which is your right, that's fine. I understand your thinking. I don't foresee them coming in and being able to vote on it the first time they see it. Y'all know how many times you've seen and still have questions. Then you're looking at October. And then you're looking at 30 days to get an application in. And the longer we wait on these applications, understand there's a block of money that's coming to Tennessee. And it's going to be split up between 95 counties. All of these counties are pulling from the same engineers, contractors, supply houses, everything. Getting these in line, applications in line, it's going to be floating them out. You're ready to finish this by 2026. This is when the work has to be done.
Corey, make your recommendation.
I'll make a motion that we pass 2022-21A.
I second.
Got to make a motion to bring it back up first, folks.
Be a motion to reconsider.
I'll make a motion to reconsider 2022-21A.
Got a motion to reconsider. Do I have a second?
I got a second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No. Roll call,
two,
please.
Two. Roll call.
Jane Floyd.
Yes.
Russell Reed.
No.
Corey Davenport.
Yes. Karen
Ashford.
No.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
We're talking about water.
Yes.
For folks.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
No.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
Yes.
Now I'll make a motion to pass 2022-21A again.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a second. Any discussion? Call roll.
Janine Floyd.
Yes.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Corey Davenport.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
I really want these people to have the water, but I just think we're thinking about control instead of thinking about Woodbury having to pay. I will say no.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
That's still actually all the money going to Graham itself instead of going to somebody. I'd like to have an answer on just exactly if it is 3%, 3%. If it's doubled on the grant, on the administration of the grant. No.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
No.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
Yes.
Motion carry. Parks and Recreation Committee member additions, Lou Ann Yates, Scott Atwood.
This was me. They both called me and asked me. I know this is more of a next group coming in October, but at the same time, I think they're all wanting to have a meeting and try to get something going. So I'll make a motion to approve Lou Ann Yates and Scott Atwood to the Parks and Recreation Committee.
I've got a motion to approve. Doug, a second.
Is this because of the fair?
You know, we had talked, and I hope that y'all will do this next time, is combine all of this together.
I'll second.
I got a second.
Yeah. But it's some the fair, it's some the pool, it's a little bit of everything. So you got a second?
Yeah, I guess so. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Poe?
No.
Number 11.
Same thing for Committee of the Poor, which, by the way, I've been told, and I agree with this.
Let me read this. You don't mind. Committee for Rita Cook and Alan Heather Austin. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, that really needs to be changed. That name is awful. But I would call it the Benevolence Committee or something along those lines. But both of them, Alan and Heather and Rita, have all Rita works with Roto-Rooter, and they've been really good about trying to do food banks and different things like that. So they asked if they could help. So again, it may change in October, I know, but they're wanting to start things now because, you know, you're getting into thinking about winter and coat drives and all that, and they're wanting to organize. So I make a motion to add Rita Cook, Alan, and Heather Austin to the Committee for the Poor.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Do I have a second first?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. Did we not have an understanding that a husband and wife team serve on a committee together?
Yes, we did.
We may have.
I mean, remember
the fire
board?
But so wasn't it about money, though?
Yeah, but I thought we said any.
We said any type.
Then I would.
Husband and wife cannot be on the same.
I would say Heather then.
Okay, that's fine.
I agree to that change, I say.
So that's my motion. In a second.
Anybody got any discussion?
We're getting close to October and we do committees in October.
I know, but they'll already be on it, so all you got to do is ask them, hopefully.
Bass. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Yeah.
All opposed?
No.
Two no's.
Two no's. Solid waste tire disposal fee recommendation, Commissioner Bush.
Mr. Chairman, can we just combine all this since it's solid waste?
Well, if it pleases the commission, I guess.
So 13 and 15?
Yes.
12 and 15.
12 and 15, I'm sorry.
Would that be all right with everybody, or would y'all
care?
Is that good, Mr. Fagan? Can we do that?
He's gone.
Really?
He's going to smoke.
The agenda is the way it is.
Okay. Well, this
we
is
have.
On from that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have been in a position where the state mandates policy, but they do not give adequate funding to do a project. And the project I'm speaking about is our TARS, our used TARS. Now, at the start, when all of the other COVID and all this other stuff, and we've had fuel surcharges added and our recession is hit, we went from $65 a ton to $199 a ton. It was rebid this last week, and Brent has got it down to $115 now. Now, the charges we've been charging everyone and giving the first four TARS away free will still not cover the cost of taking our TARS away. I mean, we're just eating a hole. So the recommendation when we had our solid waste committee meeting the other night to raise from $2 to $3 a TAR, and they would be no more free TARS allocated to each family to try to aid in the process of getting rid of our TARS. And hopefully with that, if we can just break even, we'll be doing good. And that was the recommendation. And I make a motion that we do this project, raising the used TAR fees to $3 from $2, and no free TARS.
Effective when? September 1?
Yes.
No, you need lead time for that. You need to get the word out.
Okay, October 1?
I'd say maybe stretch it a little bit further.
January 1?
Well, I just know
October or February 1.
We don't want to blindside these
new January 1.
Give them a heads up to get the tires over there.
Well, January 1.
January 1, 2023.
That way it'll give the Cannon Courier, and hopefully the Cannon Courier will put it in and the radio station, but it'll give people a heads up on what we're trying to do.
If you lay your cash down, they will put it in.
Well, there's supposed to be a community service paper.
I will call the tire companies and go ahead and let them know, because if they don't get it in the paper, you know, we don't want Mike Boyd and MPI, you know, send all these people to.
January 1's better. That gives you plenty of lead time.
I'll give them a notice on that if that's all right with y'all.
I got a motion to raise to $3. Do I have a second?
I'll make second.
Got a second. Commissioner Reed. Call roll on that.
Janine Floyd.
Yes.
Russell Reed.
Yes.
Corey Davenport.
Well, I got blamed for bringing this tax up the last time, and I didn't do it, and I also got blamed for shutting the co-op tire department down because of it, even though I have no idea how I did that, but yes.
Aaron Ashford.
No.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Brandy. Yes.
Brandon.
Yes.
Randy
Gannon. Yes. No.
Which one?
Maybe.
Crystal Alexander.
No.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
Okay. Going from 2-3 and no free tires.
Proactive January 1, 2023.
January 1, okay. Yes.
7-3.
All right.
Now, anybody feels that y'all need a tire around your house, by all means, take one or two.
You can have one. Number 13, new commissioners meeting fees. Commissioner Mahaffey on that.
I apologize, first off, because I had it written down to bring it up at the budget meeting. and I got distracted or confused or whatever, and just I put it on the radar screen. Short sweep. I think we're going to $25 to $75. I think is what's in the budget. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have that correct?
That's
200%. 200%.
I'm not opposed to that in any form or fashion. Based on my work, I've seen the Derby part of it. Absolutely, I would say much more is needed on that. However, the timing on it, in my opinion, is just not right. Let the new commissioners vote themselves a raise if they want a raise.
Can I tell you why they can't do it? They can't legally do that. It has to be, it goes into effect, and I actually got Ben Rogers to verify it. But pay increase and compensation for members of the county legislative body does not take effect until the beginning of the term following the next election of county commissioners after the resolution increasing the compensation is adopted. So if they can't legally, if they voted to increase, it would be for 2020, what?
Next election.
Seven.
4 years.
Yeah, 4 years down the road. That's why we had to do it this time.
Okay, I'll add one more thing, but I believe y'all are aware as well.
Y'all will.
If I remember reading the minutes of the school board,
no,
well,
I believe.
I think they actually reduced the rate down to $8.01.
Makes sense. Comes in.
Hey, what?
They well, I don't know what they're getting paid, but they lowered their payment down to $8.01.
They were getting $100.
Okay, and again, from my perspective. That's a small contribution that they're making, but it's a big stake.
But we were making 50 several years back, and it was lowered to 25 to help to save money for the county.
Yeah, but we was meeting four times a year when we was getting the $50.
We have a whole lot of committee meetings that we don't get anything for.
By the way, and I didn't read this, but
well,
it says
that's part of gone. It when you throw your hat in the ring.
You know just as well what you get paid.
I understand that.
Well, then
well,
I
mean, that's
like dictating a raise for yourself. I mean, if you think you're going to make a living on this commission, you better find another job.
Well, Jim, now everybody around this table got an opinion.
Well, right. And the other part of that
and
is
an
you do,
and
but I mean, I believe you cut her plumb off.
I mean,
well, your opinion.
My thought process of it is too. The amount of gas, diesel, everything else that you use running back and forth, all these things. I mean, I spend a lot of time, or I did. But it also says the compensation fixed by the county legislative body for attending duly authorized committee meetings of such body is a half of the compensation paid for attending regular sessions. So if you go to $75, the budget committee will have to go to $37.50.
Or defund it.
Or defund it, but we've already put it in the budget. It's already been approved in the budget. You would have to do a budget amendment to defund it.
Yeah, you guys don't need it since you have a finance committee.
A budget committee?
You still have to have a budget committee.
Yeah. No.
I thought the 81 Act needed.
No, finance and budget be the same thing.
Well, the state recommends you have a budget.
Yeah. Recommends.
Yeah, but then you're, just like we talked about a while ago, you're giving total control to the finance department and taking away the ability for the county commission to have any say-so in the budget committee or the budget.
Right.
You're just going to say, I accept what they give me.
Or
they
no.
Say there's, or no.
There's, what, three commissioners and three office holders on it?
On the budget committee?
No.
You're talking
on
about
finance.
On finance, yeah.
Four commissioners. But the state also suggests that you have an investment committee, too. Never met.
Might as well not have it.
It's like some of the other committees.
Some kind of motion you want to make or something?
I'll make a motion.
What?
I make a motion that the commissioner's fee remain at $25 effective July 1.
You mean September 1?
Yeah. Next year.
Yeah, it'll be September 1 because we don't get it. We don't get it. It will be September 1.
September 1. But it's at the 25, not at the 75. But the meetings already that occur, I guess, you can't take up the time.
We don't get it.
Okay, then that's okay. That's good.
It wouldn't go in effect on September 1.
Yeah.
Yes, but we can approve our own rates.
Thank you. All right, so I make a motion. The commissioner's fee is $25 effective September 1,
22. I second that.
Any discussion?
It's up to me to get 100.
Call the roll.
Janine Floyd.
Yes.
Russell Reed.
Yes.
Corey Davenport.
I'm going to say no on that.
Karen Ashford.
No.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
No.
Brent Brandon.
No.
Randy Gannon.
No.
Crystal Alexander.
No.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
Yes.
4-4-6 again. Motion failed.
Next is a 14, approved resolution 2022-20 to reenact the litigation taxes for General Sessions Court.
I make a motion to accept.
No, I'll second that one.
Got a motion to accept resolution to reenact the litigation taxes for General Sessions Court. Do I have a second? You got a second.
I did.
Any discussion?
We can't. Is that the maximum?
What we're paying right now is
the $6. This is $6. Oh, okay, I see. 2019 by $10. Okay.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Thank you.
Yes.
Russell Reed.
Yes.
Corey Davenport.
Yes.
Karen
Ashford.
Yes.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
Yes.
Brent
Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Lonnie Mack.
Yes.
Motion passed. Jim,
yes.
You
again. We had a regional solid waste committee meeting on Tuesday. The regional solid waste community, which is Coffee, Cannon, Rutherford, Coffee, we've worked on this for 6 months. The state gave us grant money of $2.5 million to start enhancing our recyclable so that we can divert the recycles out of our solid waste. Now, in the part of that, the proposal that all y'all see, this is a statement of need. This grant to Rutherford County is to fill a need to maximize state, local, and regional solid waste tools, plans, and goals in order to achieve the most cost-effective and effective management. Description of what this will do. Rutherford County subcontracting with the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Planning, which is all the counties, will develop and recommend structure that will provide and define a replicable standard procedure to meet the goals of our solid waste. The number one will be waste avoidance, waste reduction, recycling, composting, household hazard waste collection, education, and technical assistance as we need. The Central Tennessee Solid Waste Planning Board is authorized to administer the activities of the region by overseeing, directing, and implementing waste reduction efforts that leads to the region toward meeting the state reduction and diversion goal. And the state reduction is 25% a year. Following the initial assets of tool and services the program will develop may include and not be limited to standardized education awareness programs, coordination of advocacy groups, identifying needs and efforts from cities and counties, optimizing recycle center footprints, identify recycling private partnerships, standards or solid waste diversion vendors, which will be your plastics, glass, TVs, computers, and so on. The Central Solid Waste Planning Authority will assure the scope of service and program outcome listings are fulfilled. Now, you see a proposal that I have left there. And each of the counties will be involved in the process with this $2.5 million. And I need this resolution 2022-20 adopted tonight so we can get with our partners in our region so we can get our solid waste in order with the rest of us where we can do recycling and stuff like that and have a better organization with our vendors to make sure that we can divert waste from our own waste. And what I'm asking right now, I'm making a motion that we adopt Resolution 2022-30.
I will second that.
What is that at?
I mean, $2.5 million, that will help us.
What will we get out of that $2.5 million?
As our needs go, then we will, the Regional Solid Waste Board will distribute the money as we are involved with it.
And Weaver County is going to have a big need for $2.5 million, too.
How many years are we going to get this money?
This right now, the way it's set up, it's a pilot program. If it works, then...
Not the question, Jim.
This year.
Non-recurring money.
It'll be non-recurring money.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
How much money is Donna Barrett going to get out of it?
We don't. You know, she's just like the rest of us. She's a member of.
She's program manager to implement the day-to-day efforts of this program.
I mean, she's a member of the Murfreesboro Regional Board.
Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to be the boss. She took this county for a pretty good ride.
So you can't tell us how much money we're going to be getting out of it?
Not at this time, because we have not got all of our county, or the rest of the regional board members are taking the same thing that you're saying and getting everybody together with it. And then also with this, the regional board, we're looking at another lawsuit.
Still homes.
At the landfill.
Rutherford, Coffee, Cannon, and Warren.
$2.5
million. $2.5
million. I don't care how much Donna gets. If we're getting free money to help us recycle, we'd be crazy not to take it.
I'd do, because that's much money that we ain't getting.
Well, nobody's going to get it, except for Donna.
Now, when the money goes away, I mean, it's not something we got to take up.
If you keep the program up, you will.
That's what I'm saying, but the program can be dropped.
No, this is...
I mean, I take it that this is going to be like if we need a recycle bin or if we need a tire shredder. I mean, yeah, we may have to, but if we're getting...
There's no matching fund. This is $2.5 million.
That they're going to split between these counties.
Right.
So she's going to get paid whether we take the money or not.
I got a motion. Second. Any more discussion? Call the roll, please.
Hank Lloyd.
Yes.
Russell Reed.
No.
Corey Davenport.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
No.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Like Corey, I don't care what Donna gets, as long as we get some. Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Maureen
Mahaffey.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
And then the next thing, we've been having trouble up at our solid waste facility. I think people have lost their way on what they can and cannot do. And this is to enhance and to be put out to the public what we take and what we cannot take. And I'm going to give a list. No hazardous materials. The state has started really hammering on this. We've got to have a way of recycling computers, TVs, anything that's got battery or anything that has a hazardous material in it. We cannot take it this time because we do not have excess to get rid of. And that also includes paint. No business trash or construction material. No wood. Doors, windows, etc. We cannot take. There'll be no dumpster diving, which has been done in the past, taken out of our metal and out of our open containers. Our liability factor will not cover such. And then the last thing, I'm going to ask the finance director, we need video cameras at the front of the facility and at the dumpster site itself, because we're having people to dump after hours, and therefore we want cameras where we can prosecute.
Is that not a budget item?
Yes, it is.
Would it be a budget in solid waste?
Yes.
So why you don't ask finance?
I'm just telling her, since she's the finance director.
Yeah.
But the solid waste department will need to give a price for us.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
Best Buy 300.
You know,
bucks.
Hopefully.
There you go.
Those things that you set on.
The county will.
For this one.
Yes.
Jim, trailers or no trailers?
Trailers, but can't have that stuff on.
What size trailer?
Big 4x6. Now, in our grant that we're going with the regional solid waste, we're requesting scales and also a shredder for aluminum cans. So we're waiting on that to materialize. For the people that don't want to go to a landfill, they'll pull up on the scales, they'll unload, they'll pull back up on the scales, they'll pay the same price if they went to Southern Central. So, that's all I have at this time for solid waste.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Number 16 has been removed. We done that last time. So I guess we'll go to 17, and that's Diane.
Okay, so we have a budget amendment that needs to be added to the budget for the tax break. And so wasn't aware that we
So BA 2223-1. I'll make a motion to approve that.
You got a motion to approve resolution BA22/23-1.
Second.
County General Fund got a second. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Yes.
Russell Ray.
Yes.
Corey Davenport.
Yes.
Aaron Ashford.
Yes.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Ray Mitchell.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal
Alexander.
Yes.
Ryan Howard.
Yes.
It's a tax relief.
Not relief and not freeze either.
It's additional supplement.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, does this need to be weighted to the right wording you put in here then?
This is a you passed the resolution this evening as a formal resolution. This is a budget amendment that goes along with it that provides the line item that was missing from the budget. He originally was passed a motion at the July meeting.
Okay.
And this just clears that up because the auditors were looking for both a resolution and a line item in the budget.
All righty. Well, thank you.
July's okay.
So, July's cash flow statement and then a new ending report. Almost every fund ended with an increase in fund balance over the previous year. Okay. Except for education debt service because we paid off that note, so.
One more bites the dust, huh?
Hey, did you get a picture of the comptroller's response on our budget?
She said, oh, I see that now. Disregard that comment.
Yeah, I'm talking about all the commission board.
Yeah, so the comptroller's office said in the future they would include that budget summary schedule. It's always been in the budget, but somehow they overlooked it. So I emailed and she said she didn't, to disregard it.
That also notes in that letter, they said that they are to receive budget amendments after the commission approves.
Mm-hmm. I said
good.
Is that it, Dan? Yeah, we've got it. As far as your
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I've got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. We've got some treats over here, everybody. So
we also have
a presentation.
A presentation, and this I'm going to get a great picture of the outdoor.
It's time to leave.
Thank you.